now, actually, we're staying in the UK. Our next guest, Conor McGinn, is the Labour MP for St Helens North. Good morning to you, Conor McGinn.
Good morning.
Now, you're here to talk to us. You're going to be putting a parliamentary question in the House of Commons today. And this involves the Keane family and five simple words in Irish, in Or Gri Gudio, in our hearts forever, that they want to put on the headstone of their Irish-born mother, Margaret, the Keane being a family of Irish extraction living in Coventry. And this has all become, I mean, there's been an ecclesiastical court case, there have been rulings against them. Explain to listeners briefly, if you wouldn't mind, Conor McGinn, how it's come to this, that you're raising this issue of what the Keane family want to put on their mother's headstone in the House of Commons today.
Well, Margaret Keane and her family are well-known figures in the Irish community, and particularly the GAA in and around the West Midlands. And when she passed away a couple of years ago, the family wanted to recognise her Irish heritage by having this inscription on a headstone in the graveyard of their local church. But the Church of England court their judge that they couldn't have that, because to have those simple words, as you say, was a judge to be political and give rise to controversy, which was completely inconceivable in itself how that decision could have been reached. But it was then exacerbated because, having made the original mistake, it then entered the Keane family into this process of arbitration and courts and appeals. And it's funny, there's been a lot of focus on the influence of the church in Ireland and on politics there, but here we have an established church. We have bishops who sit in our legislature, and these courts are the equivalent of civil courts. So 2.5 years on, the Keane family are still in this appeals process, and they have a date for the new year. But you imagine in our psyche how important it is to go to the graveyard, to visit friends and relatives. You know, I certainly be missing the ability to do that at home this Christmas because of coronavirus, but not having the chance to do that for 2.5 years, as the Keane family have been unable to do, is terrible. And so what I've asked and what I'm asking today is that this is expedited and that the issue of costs is looked at. But we have had some good news on that, I think, in the last week around the costs that the Keane family may have to pay, that they will be reimbursed by the church.
What's the reaction of the Keane family? I mean, it's, you know, all of these processes, there's a grief involved, you know, putting up the gravestones and so on after you've lost a mother, after you've lost a loved one. So what's it been like for them finding themselves, you know, in the middle of this row over In Or Gri Gudio?
I think it's devastating for them. They just wanted to recognise their mother's Irishness, and their mother had given so much to the community here in this country, but was also very proud of her roots. And to be embroiled in this because of the decision, a very arbitrary decision and a clear misunderstanding of this by a figure in the Church of England, has been appalling for them. But they are very stoic and they are very determined, and they have the support of the whole of the Irish community here in Britain as well. And I expect from people at home in Ireland that they should be allowed to do this. It's funny because lots of people will know that Spike Milligan, the famous comedian, when he died, had an Irish inscription on his grave: "I told you I was ill." And the reason that was inscribed in Irish was because the Church of England thought that it would be inappropriate to have it in English, so they used the Irish language as a way around it. But what I think is testament to them is the fact that in an unprecedented move, the Church of England have said that they will cover any costs that the family have to meet in terms of taking the appeal. Now, that would lend itself, and these are sub judice, of course, matters, but that would lend itself to think that they know that they've got this wrong. And to their credit, right at the highest levels of the Church of England, and I spoke to Lambeth Palace this week, to the Archbishop of Canterbury's team, they know that this has been damaging for them and they are very embarrassed by this. But sadly, it's in the court's process, and the decision of this one person in the West Midlands has led to this whole disastrous sequence of events and the situation for the Keane family that they're now in, where they still don't have a headstone to visit this Christmas.
Yes, and that's all. Indeed, that's a big part of the Christmas tradition, isn't it, for very many families, the trip to the graveyard. More than £2,000 sterling, I think, the Keane family have paid out so far. It's important to point out as well, though, isn't it, Conor McGinn, that the Bishop, the Church of Ireland Bishop here, the Bishop of Cashel, Ossory and Ferns, Michael Burrows, he wrote an open letter to the Church of England Bishop of Coventry about this and pointing out that, you know, the Irish language has a legitimate place in British polity.
Look, absolutely, and the Church of England, as a corporate body, and several of their senior clergy have recognised that too. And what it shows is that the decision, the very ill-judged decision of one person, can have consequences that last and that do reputational damage to the institution. And I think what we'll see from this, hopefully, is some reform of the courts process in the Church of England and the appeals process, and that we have more transparency around this. But what the Keane family have done through their pursuit of this is shine a light on the fact that the Irish language and the Irish tradition is a hugely important part of Anglicanism, both in Ireland and here in England. And I would hope that we might have the chance to explore that when the court case is finally settled, hopefully with the right outcome, and that actually from this we might have some healing and some recognition and some reconciliation, not just for the Keane family, but in a wider sense, I suppose, between the Gaelic tradition and the Anglican tradition, not just in Ireland, but here in England. And I think that would be a very fitting tribute to Margaret Keane for the fantastic work and contribution that her and her family made here in Britain as a very proud Irish woman and a very proud Gael.
Conor McGinn, Labour MP for St Helens North. Tom Widza on Vuillach Díaz Gudjo, a Bheith Counselling Armantin. Thank you very much indeed.